West Georgia's first news for this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. West Georgians paying tribute to the generations of women and men who have served and sacrificed for the idea of the United States of America. With a pair of Veterans Day ceremonies in Carroll County on Saturday, one of those events at the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park in Carrollton, beginning at 10:30, the other in Villarica at the Mill Amphitheater. That one begins at 10 o'clock. Friday is the last day to bid on items being offered in the annual Greater Harrelson Online Auction, showcasing a number of local businesses and benefiting economic development, workforce development, and industrial recruitment projects in Harrelson County.
I mean, we have everything from freeze-dried Skittles to bicycles to almost every kind of gift basket you could imagine. All kinds of things donated from local businesses and local retailers to showcase what an awesome community we live in.
Greater Harrelson Chamber President Eric McDonald says the auction features 135 items, which you can find and bid online at harrelsonauction.com. Keep Carroll Beautiful hosting a week-long free tire amnesty collection event beginning on Saturday.
And the hours are between 8:30 in the morning and 3:30 p.m. You can bring up to 10 tires to the transfer station or the old landfill location on Simonton Mill Road.
Keep Carroll Beautiful Executive Director Martina Griffin says additional details are available online at keepcarrollbeautiful.org. For the 16th consecutive year, a pair of local businesses are teaming up to provide new, warm winter coats for kids in need.
We've been giving away right around 1,000 coats. They're insulated, they're warm weather, they're heavy duty, they have storm cuffs, they're water repellent, have multiple colors. We give them away from sizes 2T all the way up to, what, adult 3X for some big kids. And it's just been a great thing. The community's been a blessing to both of our businesses and both of our families, so it's a way for us to give back at a time when some people don't have the money to be able to afford one.
The Barnes Store and Evergreens Tree Service Coats for Kids event is Saturday from 8 a.m. until 2 at the Carroll County Rec Center. Former Trojan head football coach Ravon Teague has been selected for the Georgia Athletic Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Teague went 127-27 in his 13 seasons as CHS head coach, leading the Trojans to 5 region titles, 7 quarterfinal appearances, and 2 state championship games during his tenure. And being that it is Friday, visit the Graddick Sports Facebook page to find out which station you can hear your favorite high school football team in action this evening. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the NewsTalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.